was the appropriate index to use, what price index to use. We looked determined that the higher education price index was the appropriate index to use. This is an index that's put out annually by the Common Fund. It really is reflective of what the cost of a university of higher education in operations in higher education. It does have high labor content a labor content in that in that indice, but so we believe that was an appropriate index to use for this calculation. We looked at what were the last 4 years average for HEPI, and that average was 2.7% was the average for 4 years for HEPI, and then we extrapolated it to the 6.9% for the 4-year guarantee. The dollar result, I always like to really deal with dollars for this purpose on a semester basis. At Urbana, it's $359. At Chicago, $315, and at here in Springfield, $281 would be the increase, the dollar increase on a semester basis for tuition for next year. That would be the recommendation. If you look at the full rack up of the this is again on a semester basis. Again, fees that have with the actions today, and have finished approving fees, and room and board has already been improved. That the tuition and fees at UIC will go up 5.5%. At UIC it'll go up 4.7%, and at UIS will go up 5.9%. And then if you add in the room and board for next year, the total increase, the whole package, tuition, fees, room and board, at Urbana will go up 4.9%, at Chicago go up 3.5%, 3.5%, and at UIS go up 4.4%. The last couple of slides, I wanted to talk about the impact of this decision on our financial aid. Again, as I said, you know when we've determined this tuition ends up in a gross number, and then there's a portion of that based on a set formula that goes back to the campuses in the form of financial aid. And we're looking at right now if this was approved, that the addition to the supplemental financial aid for next year would be about $6 million. And there's the majority of the financial aid is applied to the tuition decision, but there's also a financial aid applied to a couple of our assessments or fees, including AFMA. So, but the total increase would be about $6 million in supplemental aid, for the university to use next year. Take a quick look. I didn't update this for 2012. We have a rough estimate of what the supplemental aid would be from, which is the green that we just talked about, the $51 million. But the Pell amount, and by the way, this is $162 million was the total Pell financial aid, state financial aid, and supplemental aid from the university. It was $162 million last year. Really not in a position really to say what Pell is going to be, because that's up for discussion in the federal government, whether they're going to retain the 55-50 amount for Pell grants or some go back to some reduced amount. That's still in play with the federal government. And then again, with regard to the MAP funding, I think it could be that we could say that maybe $61 million of MAP funding for next year. But I think until that actually, we see it approved, have that as an outlier. So I think we basically are having this tuition situation, been dealing with the tuition, and basically facing the concerns that. The state support has diminished, is expected to probably diminish. I think it's, the admonition that we got from when we visited with the Senate, and we're told that we could expect cuts in our appropriation going forward. I want to come back to the importance of, the tuition number, because I think we really need to, in combination of the tuition, dealing with the state situation, and also our cost-cutting efforts, we need to basically really be trying to put together a meaningful compensation package as part of this 2012 budget, and this has to all come together, because it pains me deeply, have these those situations that we hear about. Again, I think roughly half of the students attending the University of Illinois will continue to receive some form of aid to assist with their education, and that aid, I think, is it's $45 million now, go to $51 million in supplemental aid for tuition. I think just a last thing to just basically say, you know, in thinking about this calculation, you know, more than just you know the calculation of, we really have to think about the state of the state in this. If you think about what is a 6.9, I mean, I've shown you the impact on a student, but for a freshman coming in next year to the University of Illinois, what the 6.9 extrapolates to is about $22 million in additional tuition. And when you think about that slide that we had up, that the state owing us almost $500 million, it's like they owe us 25 times that much right now as far as the state appropriation. And you think about what we've gone through, we got hit $46 million in this year's appropriation. That was the loss of the ERA money. That's like a 6% cut in our appropriation. As we go in with all these concerns and what we heard from the state, we have to reasonably expect a cut, you know, in our appropriation going forward. We are no longer protected by the federal grant. We basically last year they couldn't reduce us any more than the $46 million because the federal grant, the ERA monies, basically said you can't reduce appropriation lower than it had been in like 2007 or 2007, I guess. So. We need to basically make, the right decision as far as tuition in order to basically put together, I think, you know, to preserve this quality at this institution. I think it's very important to have the resources to put together between tuition, basically whatever the state does to us, and basically our cost reductions to have, you know, a compensation package, you know, for 2012. So that's just be my concluding remarks.
Well, one of the ways that you've presented the data, which is compelling, is to look at...
I find if I turn it upside down, it's better.
Oh, that's how I had it. is to look at programs and funding sources. Is it possible to present the data at some point in the future in terms of a demographic profile so that we could look at maybe something simple to begin with, like a family of four in these total household income ranges are eligible for these programs?
I believe we always have that data. It's just a matter of mining it and, you know, presenting it. You know, I think that's, you know, we can do that.
I think that would help us understand the impact of our decisions on, you know, specific cohorts, which would be helpful. Could you just remind us of the history of salary freezes and furloughs?
An increase since August of 2008. It was the last of the increases. Certainly, the F word was only around here last year, 2010. We're not going to. We're obviously not going to. You know, furloughs are not in our thinking. You know, this year and. That was the, you know, and again, to refresh your memory, that I think the faculty had to take 4 days, and there was a cutoff for administrative staff to take the 4 days, and then senior staff took 10 furlough days. But there's been no compensation adjustment since August of 2008. So we're coming on 3 years.
Mr. Chair,
would this increase allow for increases?
I think, you know, again, I think it, you know, that would be a part of it. But I think the bigger chunk is going to be basically from cost reduction, making sure that we basically carve a, you know, enough to allow for a compensation package in combination with in part this decision on tuition, and in great part, you know, with cost reduction, you know, for, you know, to put together that compensation package.
And while I might just add that those cost reductions are an ongoing process. There were cost reductions identified last year. There have been some this year, and the efforts are continuing to look at cost reductions throughout the organization. So that will hopefully help contribute to that answer also.
My understanding is that increase, you know, basically keeps us flat with inflation.
That's right.
That if we